KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly clear. We're at 28 degrees in Atlantic. That's also our low for this morning, as so far anyway. And we look for mostly sunny skies today, a high around 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, a call about an assault Friday evening at Williams Recreation Parlor in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of 44-year-old James Reed Mitroff II of Red Oak. According to the report, Red Oak Police, Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies, and the Iowa State Patrol responded to the business at around 6:30 p.m. Mitroff II was taken into custody and brought to Montgomery County Jail, where he was charged with assault on a peace officer without injury and disorderly conduct for fighting or violence. His cash bond was set at $1,000. Police in Council Bluffs say minor injuries were reported Friday after a moped collided with a vehicle. That accident happened around 1:45 p.m. near 2nd Avenue and South 9th Street in Council Bluffs. Upon officers' arrival, they made contact with the driver of the vehicle and asked what happened. The driver said the moped had pulled off to the side of the road to let traffic go by, and after the first vehicle drove by the moped re-entered the roadway without looking and collided with another vehicle. The driver of the moped suffered minor injuries and was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center by Council Bluffs Fire Department for further medical evaluation. Authorities say it's a good reminder for drivers to make sure they have plenty of distance before entering a roadway. A preliminary report on a school bus fire in Pottawatomie County that killed the driver and teenage passenger says the fire started in the engine compartment after the bus became stuck in a ditch. The preliminary report from the National Transportation Safety Board, or NTSB, was issued Friday. The December 12th fire killed 16-year-old Megan Clint and 74-year-old Donnie Hendricks. The report found that Hendricks was backing the bus out of Clint's rural driveway when the bus's right rear wheels dropped into a 3-foot-deep ditch. As Hendricks tried to drive out of the ditch, the fire began in the engine compartment and spread to the passenger compartment. The report says it's unknown why Hendricks and Clint did not exit the bus. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports 53-year-old Randall Joe Connery of Atlantic was arrested Friday morning on 2 felony charges, including OWI third or subsequent offense and eluding. He was also charged with driving while revoked, interference with official acts, and driving under suspension. Connery was brought to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held on $11,600 bond. The Sheriff's Office would also like to remind the public of many telephone scams that come and go. Sometimes it's the publisher's clearinghouse scam or something along that same line. One recently reported to the Sheriff's Office as the oldie but classic Grandma and Grandpa, I Need Some Money scheme. And that person who reported it was successful in getting the scammers to hang up by asking some good questions like, what's my first name and what's your last name? The only name he knew was the grandchild's first name, and they hung up upon answering the question. If you get a scam like that, it's okay to ask questions and be skeptical. It can save you from being scammed. If there's a call asking you for money for a deal that's too good to be true, or for a family member, usually a grandchild, you should question it or simply hang up and contact another family member to verify the information. You can also feel free to call the Cass County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff's officials in Harrison County on Friday identified the victim of an accident that occurred a little after 5 a.m. Thursday near the Hallett Materials plant. A large dump truck was found submerged in the water in a sand pit near Dunlop. The crews spent hours trying to remove the truck and recovered the man's body from inside the vehicle Thursday afternoon. He was identified as the truck's driver, 38-year-old Christopher McMullen of Adelia, Minnesota. Authorities had said the truck had been traveling northbound on a private road when it failed to make an eastbound turn. The vehicle drove over a dirt berm and rolled down a steep embankment before coming to rest submerged in a sand pit underwater. Hallett Materials crews had been in the process of digging a pit to collect sand and gravel, which is then loaded onto dump trucks and unloaded in a different area. Sheriff's officials say the recovery effort was slow because of the thick ice, the size of the dump truck, which is believed to be carrying 166,000 pounds of material. When the truck was removed from the pit at around 4:15 p.m. Thursday, McMullen was found dead inside. An autopsy has been ordered. The Harrison County Sheriff's Office said the recovery effort was led by crews with the Woodbine Fire Department, with assistance from dive teams out of Crawford County, Carroll County, and Utah, Nebraska. Other agencies assisting included the Harrison County Emergency Management, Harrison County Roads Department, Crawford County Sheriff's Office, and the Woodbine Police Department. Well, Pat McCurdy of Atlantic announced on Friday that he intends to run for the Cass County Board of Supervisors in District 2, a seat that's currently held by Gaylord Schelling. Schelling announced Wednesday that he's not seeking re-election during the June 5th primary. McCurdy says he has a lengthy history in agriculture and is currently involved in housing in Cass County. He also served on many boards, including the C&M School Board, Southwest Iowa Ag, and the Southwest Iowa Housing Board. His current work in economic development is through CADCO, the Cass Atlantic Development Corporation, and the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, and has allowed him to gather the skills needed to become a qualified candidate for Cass County Supervisor, according to his campaign. In a statement, McCurdy said, as a lifelong Cass County resident, I would like to see our community grow and prosper as we are the hub of Southwest Iowa. I will work hard to keep county spending under control, promote the local economy, and encourage growth. City officials in Exira say crews are continuing with repair work on a water leak that was reported earlier this week and which resulted in residents being asked to conserve water. The leak is being repaired, but residents are still asked to conserve water through at least this weekend as the repairs are in progress. Well, city officials hope the repairs will be completed by Monday. And beginning July 1st of this year, the Cass County Landfill will begin sending per capita fee to each of the eight entities in Cass County that are members of the landfill's 28E agreement. Each entity is responsible to pay the fee to help offset future expenses that have outpaced the landfill's current revenue sources, the tipping fees. John Danos with Dorsey & Whitney Law Firm in Des Moines will be present during a Cass County elected officials landfill workshop to discuss the legalities of collecting the fee. The workshop will take place on January 31st at 5:30 p.m. in the city's councils at council's chambers, that is, at City Hall. This is an open meeting and the public is welcome to attend, but there will be no public forum and the public will not have an opportunity to speak. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, John Jack August DeWolf, age 96, of Atlantic, died January 12th at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Jack DeWolf will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic, with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of the arrangements. Charles Raymond Cousins, age 91, of Griswold, died Monday at the Griswold Care Center. A funeral service for Raymond Cousins will be held today at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. Ruth Geiger, age 88, of Minden, died Monday at Risen Sun in Council Bluffs. A celebration of life for Ruth Geiger will be this afternoon from 2 until 4 o'clock at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Douglas Hughes, age 57, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Douglas Hughes will be today at 2:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Sandra Shields, age 74, of Atlantic, died January 11th at her home. Cremation has taken place and a celebration of life service for Sandra Shields will be today from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Nishna Hills Golf Club in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Janice Joy Ferguson, age 77, of Audubon, died January 16th at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Memorial services for Janice Ferguson will be today at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Rasmussen Bacon Funeral Home of Maxwell is in charge of the arrangements. Phil Harris, an Atlantic native, has died, and you're invited to a celebration of life for Phil Harris, the son of Ken and Marie Harris, tomorrow from noon until 2 at the Armory Building here in Atlantic. You're invited to come and share your stories and memories of Phil. And Beverly Argenbright, age 84, of Panora, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services for Beverly Argenbright will be held on Monday at 10 o'clock at the St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of the news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.